Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
That alone gets me pumped up.
That's the greatest line of all time.
I don't know about the greatest line, but I would put it in my top 10, you know, of my favorites. I mean, there's probably better, bigger, you know, whatever. So, Jay Retcher, I'll throw a plug his way, does the afternoon show on 620. I guess does a top 10 list of sports, celebrity sports stars in the Tampa Bay area. And I guess he asked a bunch of media people. He added it all up, divided by three, did the something decimal system?
Dewey Decimal.
He did a Dewey Decimal system to come up with, you know, who the 10 are. And we'll go over that here shortly. But right now, let's head back out to Las Vegas. Can't wait to get back out there. Was there last week. Be back out there soon. UFC back at it, this time at the Apex Center. Let's welcome to the program Raquel Pennington. Rocky, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Another start of fight week, and I'm just curious, is it the same thing every time, or do you try to kind of change it up a little, or how do you get through, you know, the monotony of the next couple days?
You know, I mean, this isn't my first rodeo. I've been at it for 14 years now, and so you kind of just get used to it. Just, you know, when it comes to all the media, when it comes to hyping things up, or just the routine that you got to do as far as getting video stuff done, photo shoots, all the things, like, I mean, it's just part of the grind.
Do you try to think about Saturday and think about the reward for all the training that you've gone through, or do you try to block it out and just get through the day? It's, you know, it's kind of, you know, is it like Christmas on Saturday? Is it like school's finally over, or do you just, hey, it's another day, it's my job on Saturday?
You know, I mean, this is exactly what all my hard work's been, not just these last 10 weeks of camp, but I mean, for the last 14 years that I've been putting my body and my mind and my heart through all this. So, I mean, it's the exciting time. We always say, time to go have fun now. The hard work's done. So that's kind of what it is for me. I mean, as far as blocking everything out, you know, like I said, I mean, it's another day in the office, just going through the routine leading up to that big moment. And so I'm just all about embracing the journey.
I remember Eve Edwards used to say that the fight is the reward for all the hard work, not just this camp, but all camps. That's when you know, literally get to go out and have fun. Every time I'm at a UFC or a sporting event or whatever, I see fans, you know, pictures, autographs, that kind of stuff. I'm just curious, A, do you collect anything? And if so, what is something that you'd like to acquire? Whether it's MMA related, movie related, music related, you know, whatever.
I mean, I don't really collect anything. I like to be like pretty minimal. I have sentimental things and stuff, but, you know, I keep something from each one of my fights. Make some shadow boxes from that, and then just throughout this career, I mean, there's been the like Topps baseball cards that go around, and there's all different ones from all my different fights, so I get some of those just to kind of have the memories and whatnot, but that's pretty much it.
Hey Raquel, so obviously this weekend Juliana Pena rocked the world, you know, beating Amanda Nunes, but more importantly, like, she shocked the world afterwards with her comments saying that she's the first mom champ. Do you want to weigh in on that? Like, what do you think about her comments, and does it have any validity?
You know, I mean, first of all, congratulations to Juliana. When it comes to it, you know, I feel like everybody's trying to find something to make themselves completely stand out, and so being the mom champ, but I think it's a bunch of bullshit because she just beat a mom champ. So how is she the first mom champ? That's one thing about Juliana, though. She's always been good at running her mouth and saying things. So, I don't know. I don't think there's any logic behind that one.
All right, let me jump back to something you were just talking about, the Topps cards. I'm curious, have you gotten any of the Panini now that they have the contract with the UFC? Have you seen your Panini cards? Have you gotten any of those yet?
I have not.
Well, let me make a note here, and I will get you the contact to the PR person, Tracy Hackler, at Panini so he can send you out some of your cards.
Sweet. Love it. Thanks.
That'll be taken care of later today. Give me your thoughts on Macy.
I think, you know, I mean, she's in the UFC. She's definitely going to bring a fight. I think that there's levels to this game, and I think I'm above that, above, like, her level. And, you know, I'm just excited. I'm grateful that she stepped up to the plate. It's kind of one of those things to where, you know, preparing for a fight and whatnot, and we've all been there as athletes, whether it's injury, sickness, whatever it is. And, you know, it's hard being in that position, having to pull from a fight, but then being on the opposite side and being the opponent when you get the call that your opponent had to pull. I mean, it's super frustrating. So my camp's been going solid. You know, it's been a rough few years, and I've just been wanting to get active again. And so I really pushed for another fight. And then when I got the call that Julia had to pull, it was just super frustrating because, I mean, it's almost one of those things where it feels like your camp goes to waste, even though you're constantly, like, progressing and growing as an athlete, which is always useful overall, the intensity and stuff. I mean, it just feels like a waste. And so the fact that they got a replacement and Macy stepped up for the challenge, like, truly grateful.
Do you have to have a different, I don't know if mindset's the right word, whether you're fighting at T-Mobile in front of whatever it is, 18, 22,000, or you're at the Apex with, you know, 22 or 50 or whatever's in there?
Yeah, I think it's just about anything, adapting in life, and the same thing when it comes to being an athlete and wherever we're going to perform. For me, fighting at the Apex is kind of like going through the Ultimate Fighter again and just having that experience. I absolutely love it. I mean, it's kind of funny how I'm in MMA because I actually get pretty stage fright, which is weird. So, I mean, my shyness will come out, getting ready to walk out from behind those curtains into a crowd of thousands of people. But I mean, the adrenaline rush and everything that comes along with it is one of a kind. And then at the Apex, it's super chill. You know, I mean, it would be one thing if it's like our pay's changed and all this other stuff, but the fact that, like, I still get to do what I love and I'm getting paid the same amount and I can go out there and have a chiller environment, why not? I can hear my coaches. It's perfect.
And you can hear the other coaches.
Absolutely.
You know, I've said this, you know, I was there Saturday night. I love to be in at T-Mobile. I love the crowd. I love the energy. But I like watching and or being at the Apex because it's different. You can hear everything. It's just different to me, you know, as media, as a fan. So, or whatever that's worth.
No, for sure.
What can the fans expect to see Saturday when you get in there and do what you do?
You know, I think, a fight is a fight. Anything can happen and whatnot, but overall, I'm just confident in who I am as a person, who I am as an athlete. And, you know, like I said previously, it's been a rough few years. And my last fight that I just fought 2 months ago, you know, I gave myself a 5 in that performance just because I was being graceful to myself. But I am filled with so much more potential and so much more skill. But over the last few years, you know, I've had a lot of struggle outside of everything and with my health and just trying to get back into things. So my last camp was just kind of overcoming a lot of stuff and growing in different aspects that I've questioned for a while now. And this fight camp, I feel like everything's put back together and I truly feel like myself plus so much more. So, you know, I'm excited to go out there and be the Rocky that everybody's seen, but just a little more heightened.
Cannot wait for Saturday night. Thank you very much for your time. I know that we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong. A pair of earbuds from Jabraw Electronics and a box of Odd Socks from Odd Sock Original for coming on and talking to us for a couple minutes today. Thank you.
Love it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. And of course, I'm going to get you the address to get a hold of Tracy Hackler over at Panini. So that's Rocky Pennington Saturday night gets back at it. You know, I wish I lived in Vegas, Matt.
Do you really?
I do.
Why, you know, why would like, you want to live there?
Well, A, because I want to go to more fights. You know, if you live there, there's a fight every weekend. There's something sports related. You know, now, of course, you know, with the Raiders there and the hockey team and the rumor of the A's moving there. And literally, you're there in 3 minutes. You don't have to drive across the bridge. You know, the traffic is bad, but if you know how to get there and you know, Uber and this kind of stuff. How about this? I got charged by Uber a waiting fee. The problem is I waited on them. They didn't wait on me.
And really?
How much do you think I got charged for waiting?
$3.
15 cents.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
It's the point. It's not it's not how much it is. I waited on you, and you charged me. Something's not right there. Crazy. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we got the champ on, Louis Palomini, and I guess he's already working on his next entrance, you know, to the squared circle. Luis, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is Alicia Calloway from the Australian Outback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're invited to the 17th Annual Festivals of Speed, Sunday, January 23rd, in downtown St. Petersburg's Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed showcases over 300 of the world's most exotic and classic cars, with names like Lamborghini, Ferrari, McLaren, and others. Register your car and join the fun. Use code SAVE50 to save 50% off general admission tickets online. For information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivalsofspeed.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's odd, S-O-X, official.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is Carlton Fisk, talking sports with Randy Harris.
What do you guys listen for? You crazy or goofy or something?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I want to thank Carlton Fisk, better known as Pudge, for that liner that was done in Big Frank's garage. Let's talk about real quickly UFC 269 Saturday night at the T-Mobile. A couple fights to discuss. Let's start with the one that I wanted to start the whole show with. Was the very first fight of the night with Jillian Robertson and Priscilla, and you can butcher her last name, not me. First, she misses weight, 3 pounds.
Okay.
Then blatantly, not once but twice, stuck her finger in Jillian's eye socket. What I would have liked to have seen, and I'm Mr. Never Negative, I'm the guy that never, you know, does any of that stuff. I would have liked to have seen Dana White walk into the cage and cut her right there. Missing the weight was bad enough, but, and Joe Rogan went off, you know, about it. But I mean, like all the way up to the knuckle, it's like it was pretty gross. We'll talk about that. Remind me, I want to talk to you about the Dean Thomas skit, which was outstanding. But on the phone with us right now, I know you saw him and you were with him when BKFC was here in Tampa last week. He is one of your champions, Louis Palomino. Louis, welcome back to the show.
How are you guys? Thank you for having me once again.
We appreciate your time. And first, in starting it off, I want to wish you and your family a happy holiday season.
Likewise. Thank you.
And I also want to tell you that I can't wait to see your next entrance into the squared circle, because the last one that I was standing right there in Miami was outstanding.
Thank you so much. We definitely trying to put a kick on the walk-in, you know, the walkout.
How much, you know, thought, how much, you know, effort, how much process is that you? Is it your team? Will it be different next time? I know, you know, you do different things. How different, if it's going to be different?
I haven't gotten to that yet, but definitely it's something that my team and I, and when I say my team, I'm talking about my home team. My home team is my fiance and I. She's right. The one that helps me, you know, organize all these things. And, like, she's like mother half, man, you know. So a lot of the idea comes from, you know, from her. She's, you know, born in Japan. She's Japanese. And I've always considered myself a samurai as spirit, you know, since years, like maybe like 15 years before I even met her. So it was just perfect. And I like the style. I like the idea. And I think that the walkout should be a show of its own, you know, for the people that are coming in, paying big bucks to come and see us, you know. So it's performance at the end of the day. So definitely thinking about always doing it better and bigger every time.
And you were definitely, you know, successful, you know, with that, you know, for sure. So we do this official BKFC segment, and I'm not going to necessarily throw the person under the bus because I think it's funny, so I won't name them. So, you know, when we set this up, I called them. I'm like, all right, who do you want on this week's BKFC official segment? You know, they said you, because you're going to fight the winner of the fight that was last week.
And Martin Brown versus Bobby Taylor.
Okay, whatever. I wanted to correct them because – the winner of that fight is fighting you. You're not fighting the winner of that fight. Am I right?
Yes. You're absolutely right.
You know, you're the champ. They're fighting you. You know, you're not out there trying to see, okay, whatever. But you were here in Tampa. You know, what did you think of the card? And how, you know, close did you watch for whoever was going to win that fight that had the opportunity or may have that opportunity to fight you next?
I think it was an awesome event, man. I know that there was already a pick for Fight of the Night and whatnot, but I think that Killer B fight was just out of control, man. You know, that was one of the highlights for me. But awesome fights, definitely. And I was ringside next to Dave Feldman himself watching the fight between Bobby and Martin. My team and I had predicted Martin to win this fight, being a little more athletic, a little longer, a little more of a cleaner boxer, even though Bobby can turn the lights off at any given time. You know, so, you know, especially in the bare knuckle game with that much power, you know, you never count nobody out. But we were definitely aiming at Martin to win this fight. Personally, me watching him live, I didn't see, you know, and this is without, you know, meaning any disrespect to anybody. I didn't see anything special. I didn't see anything that endangers, you know, me, you know, when I think about me fighting him. I think that I'm going to be running over him. That's just my honest belief as far as my confidence goes and, you know, how I see myself. Comparing my my technique to his, comparing to my power, my speed. I think the fight was good, but just not there yet. So we're going to be running over this guy when he comes in.
So Luis, it's Matt here. How did you get here, buddy? I mean, look, you are a champion. You have the skill set. You're respectful. I've seen you 4 or 5 times. You're the people's champ. People love you. There's no brawls in the stands with you. There's no Julian Lane versus Mike Perry in the crowd. There's no Hector Lombard versus Lorenzo Hunt. How did you get the belt, man? The nice guys never win, do they?
Well, look, to be honest, you know, I came into a tournament for the belt. You know, I came hunting, I came ready to fight, and I ended up doing all the fights with the guys regardless. But, COVID hit and it shut things down. It tore up the tournament, and, you know, things just happened the way it happened, you know, and now we're here. You know, I keep a respectful man because that's the way that I am. You know, I carry myself like that as a champion in and out of the cage, in and out of the ring. I'm a champion, you know, so I carry myself this way, you know, and, you know, the drama is fun, you know, it's nice, but I don't go aiming for it, I don't go looking for it, and I think that because of the way that I respect people, they respect me the same way, and, you know, I think that's the way that we got in here without a crazy stuff happening just yet, so far, because you just never
know what's going to happen. Let me throw this out, seeing that, you know, I've been around a long, long time, and, you know, back when the UFC first started, and yes, I covered UFC 1, UFC 11 was the first one I physically went and covered, and, you know, the respect and the sportsmanship and all that kind of stuff, which I like. I understand the drama and it sells and it's clicks on this and that, but I don't like it at all. I mean, would you like to see that whole thing just gone and it be back to the way it's supposed to be, with its respect before, its respect during, and its respect after?
Would I like? Yeah, I would like this. Like I told you, I see myself like a samurai. I'm big on respect and discipline and all that. The thing is that the world keeps moving, right? The time doesn't stop, you know, and the era keeps changing. You know, nowadays, most people out there, most fighters out there are playing the Conor McGregor rule. You know, they're trying to sell themselves. They're trying to put themselves out there. They're trying to get the eyes on them and the mouth to speak about them, mention their name. So I could understand, because, you know, times change, man. Times change. And this is the time, this is the era we're in right now. You know, this is what calls attention. It's noise. It's drama. You know, it's, you know, people are talking about it, looking at it. So, you know, I could understand. It kind of sucks for people like me. You know, I'm not crazy about it. But, you know, it is what it is, man. This is the era that we live in, you know. And for me, it's when those clowns come my way, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to just knock them the hell out. I'm going to hurt them real bad. I'm going to make them eat all their words just like they have been. Unfortunately, it's what we deal with today, you know?
So, Luis, I know you've done all kinds of different disciplines, but talk about the capoeira. Like, and do you still compete? Do you ever fight with it, or do you ever train with it? We know you're doing bare knuckle now, but and how much is your love for that sport and that discipline?
Capoeira was, you know, basically my second love. My first love was boxing. I started out boxing. But when my father hit, you know, went to prison in California and I came to Miami, I couldn't get to a boxing gym and I started capoeira. Capoeira was like a big, huge part of my life. It literally saved my life. It kept me out of jail. It kept me from getting myself killed, you know, because the way that we grew over here in Miami, in the era that I grew up over here, my teenage days, it was, you know, flooded with gang violence, you know, so it literally kept me out of jail and kept me in a better route. So my love for that will never die. But capoeira is extremely exhausting. It's a very exhausting, like very hard sport, man. It's your entire body. You have acrobatics, kicks, whatnot. You know, it's a lot of work. So to answer your question, I stopped training capoeira many years ago. I actually stopped about a good 5 to 7 years into MMA, into my MMA career, which I thought for 14 years in MMA. And it was too much. It was from MMA training to doing capoeira. It was way too much. I had to stop. Now, I did take parts of it, like very strong kicks and very strong things. And my ex-trainer and my old team, we still incorporated, you know, valuable things from capoeira into our MMA training. So I kind of stopped capoeira, but I kind of didn't, in a sense, you know, if that makes any sense. And for Bare Knuckle, to answer your question completely, I don't need it anymore. You know, I do thank Capoeira, all the years of training Capoeira, for my explosiveness, my speed, you know, my ability to move the way I move, because I definitely got that from Capoeira. But nowadays, I 100% focus on bare knuckle boxing. You know, that's all I train for right now.
Any chance on your next walk down to the squared circle that you're going to take from Lorenzo Hunt's and you're going to slide out all that money as well?
And if anything, man, I'm going to have the crowd to throw it at me, man. I'm trying to make money.
I'll be honest with you. So I'm sitting right there next to, you know, the ramp. And, you know, they come out and they're sliding all this money out. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, no, I'm a professional. After the fourth time, I decided that's going to pay for my Diet Coke. I can only be a professional so long. Finally, for you, when would you like to get back in? When would you like whoever's going to fight you to fight you? When would that you'd like that to be?
All right. So I don't know, and I highly doubt that Martin will be ready for me soon. Which I want to be in the card for February. I hear there's a card in February. February 18th, I hear there's a card here in Florida, and I would love, and that's what I'm aiming at, and I'm on it right now. I want to fight on February 18th. I want to fight in that card. I at the age of 41, my worst enemy is being static, you know, like being sitting down, being benched. So that was the biggest thing that we got out of the way when it came to negotiating our contract with BKFC to keep me active. So the best, you want to get the best performance from me, man, just keep the ball rolling, you know, and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go for February. I promise it will be a 10 times better way better performance than it was in my last fight. In my last fight, all I had was cardio. I felt no strength, no power, and I was very careful in the fight, and I fought to win. You know, I literally fought to win. I didn't fight for my fans like I normally want to. So February, I feel like I owe my fans that. I feel like I owe my fans a knockout. You know, that's what I always aim at, and that's what I want. So I'm just dying to hear from Dave, from BKFC, let me know, hey, this is your target, because there's nothing like having a target, a name, a face for that day. So once I have that target, man, I turn it all the way up. I'm already training, but I turn it all the way up. Once I have that target in mind, that's it, man. So I want to be back in February.
Good stuff. Well, we'll hit the Twitter machine. We'll get that up there as well. Lewis, thank you very much for your time. We're going to send you out a care package from Ape Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra Electronics, and a box of socks from Odd Sock Official. They'll all be in the mail, hopefully the beginning of next week. Thank you for your time, sir.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for having me, and thank you for the care package, man. Happy holidays to you guys.
We will definitely talk again very, very soon. That is your champ, everybody. And if we can push it, Randy Regime, start hitting the Twitter machine. Let's get Luis on that card on February 18th. All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk MMA with a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer. I still say Las Vegas. I still say Oakland. But they're the Las Vegas Raiders. And you know them here locally, Gerald McCoy, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staffson.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks, gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens. in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products, and pick up a pair today.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Todd Yoder, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out here, Dungeon in Pinellas County. Where are you?
I'm in Indiana. I'm in Evansville, Indiana, home of Donnie Baseball, otherwise known as Don Mattingly, the legendary New York Yankee.
Yeah, I know. Florida Marlin. He's your best friend. You used to play T-ball together.
In the next backyard, yeah. Back
you used to get fist fights.
I mean, I've never lost, if that makes anything. That counts for anything.
Well, yeah, you've never lost a fight that nobody's ever seen.
I'm still undefeated.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your...
Tom Showoff from the BKFC was in Evansville this week training with my buddy Bobby Emmons over at Nice Guy Submissions. So I was trying to catch up with Tom while he was in town, but I just barely missed him by day. He's back in Oklahoma, you know, where your boy McCoy came from.
Well, it was cool. I got to hang out with Bob Stoops.
Oh, yeah.
At that press conference. And he had some great stories. And he's like, yeah, you know, I got this text message from Toby Keith. And he was talking about a game, and it was kind of funny. But let's welcome to the program. And I love talking outside, you know, not the sports. So MMA-wise, I'll talk football, or we talk, paddle ball or whatever. But I was kind of surprised at this next guest. If I would have known, I'm going to tell him. Let's welcome to the show first, Gerald McCoy. Gerald, how are you?
What's up, man? You great?
Things are good here, and you?
I'm doing wonderful.
What I was going to say to you is it's probably best that I didn't know that you're such a big MMA and UFC fan, because I would have stood in front of your locker instead of Alex Kappa's.
Oh, right there? Yeah, yeah, man. I'm sorry. I'm with my daughter. She's learning how to drive. And she, okay. Go down here to the 7-Eleven to make the list. Yeah, hey, man. Yeah, I just recently got into it really heavy over the last year and a half, 2 years. So at that point, I wasn't. So you was in the front of the right locker. You was good.
So I was good.
Yeah, I wasn't until recently. But since then, it's been heavy.
I remember you and a bunch of the other guys, you know, went to the UFC at Amalie. I remember that event. What was the MMA awards like? I know that you presented an award, but, you know, do you know a lot of those fighters? Did you have the opportunity to meet Matt Hughes and Rose and all them?
So my introduction to meeting somebody was actually Michael Chandler before he got to the UFC. And then this offseason, I trained with Dominic Cruz. And we're a funny story. So I'm sitting in the locker room with Dominic Cruz. I'm like, hey, have you ever fought like a 5-round fight? He's like, a few. And I'm like, I didn't know who he was at the time. Because like I said, I'm just getting into it. And somebody walked in like, has he fought a 5-round fight? This dude's like a 6-time champion. I'm like, oh, no.
But did he know who you are?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. See, that's perfect. Then that's definitely perfect. Will you get the opportunity, and have you gone to the other fights that are at the Apex?
No, that's my, so I've only been to my initial first fight was in Vegas, but I was just to be going. It was Rampage versus Rashad Evans. And the next fight I went to actually was in Tampa, and it was Rashad Evans' last fight. And he fought, who's the light heavyweight champion at the moment?
Oliveira.
Oliveira.
Yeah, No. I said light heavyweight.
Oh, light heavy. Teixeira, you're right. That was the Tampa card, Teixeira and Rashad.
That was the Tampa card, yeah. He knocked him out. Yeah, that was right. Rashad Evans' last fight. And then my next most recent was the one I just was at, the card I was just at.
So you need to, and you know, obviously I can send the email and I can get it all set up, but I'm sure you can as well. You need to go to one of the fights at the APEC. It's just different.
Don't worry.
You
know, I am going to get to one. I promise you this. I'm going to get to the fight at the APEC. I've been wanting to go, but my schedule won't allow me, but I'm going to get to one. I promise you that.
What did you think of the card Saturday night? You know, when did you get there? What was the first fight you saw?
I hated it. I hated it. I don't even want to talk about it. Because the whole reason I started loving MMA / UFC, she lost on Saturday. So I'm still hurt. I haven't recovered. So you have to forgive my anger.
Well, I totally get it. I totally understand. But I still want to ask you about the rankings that just came out, because I don't understand this. Amanda Nunes, who was the GOAT, and she still may be considered the GOAT, she loses Saturday night.
Whoa, don't do that. Ain't no what. She is the GOAT. She is the GOAT. She haven't lost since 2014. We're not doing that. Okay.
Okay. All right, so she is the GOAT.
Yeah.
How do you, when I say you, I don't mean you personally. The rankings came out, and she's ranked above Pena, who just submitted her in the second round.
As she should be.
You think?
Ain't no think. Okay. So the Patriots, when they were the Patriots, when they got to the Super Bowl, going into the following season, did you have the Giants ranked higher than them when they lost?
No, probably not, but I had the Giants ranked higher than them after the Super Bowl.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Going into the next season, then you don't automatically knock somebody off because you win one game or one fight. That's not how it works. Who was the favorite to win the NBA championship this year? Who's been the favorite the whole time? Well, who started the favorite?
Alabama?
No, the NBA championship.
Oh, the NBA. I don't know.
Lakers.
Brooklyn Nets. Was it the Lakers?
It was the Brooklyn Nets. Who won the championship last year?
It was the Lakers, right?
No, it was the Bucks, Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah, you're right. I don't watch a whole lot of basketball. I spend most of my time MMA.
Brooklyn Nets out of the playoffs last year, the Milwaukee Bucks. Yep. So who was ranked number one going into the season? The Brooklyn Nets. Just because you beat somebody once does not make you better than them. Nobody in their right mind is going to be like, oh, yeah, Pena's better than her. It just erases her whole legacy. And what she's being pound for pound just because she had an off night. That's not how that works.
Well, I don't think that it changes her legacy at all. It just may change, you know, where it is right now. And if they fight again, and Juliana said,
she lost. She's the champ. That's the only thing that changes is she's the champ. But
right.
Pound for pound, nobody's picking her over Amanda. It's not happening.
Do you think that's the
problem with it?
Do you think that's the biggest upset in UFC history?
That's the biggest, one of the biggest upsets in sports history. Think about this. Nobody was wanting to even fight this woman. And then when they did, it was very, very easy to her. It was beyond dominant. We haven't seen anybody in the sport dominate the way she has in her career. When she fought all champions, she fought Ronda Rousey, destroyed her, Holly Holm, destroyed her, Cyborg, destroyed her. Everybody who's supposed to be highly ranked, she destroyed. She comes into this fight, she have an off night, and that's it.
Are you looking forward to the rematch?
Dominated like her. Yeah, I'm looking for a rematch. Yeah, I'm not. I'll tell you this. I'm going to be there.
So am I.
Whenever we got scheduled, cancel it. I'm going.
I would imagine that that fight will be somewhere maybe June or July, maybe International Fight Week in July.
Maybe. I don't know, but I'll be there.
So that would be perfect. And with you now, you know, in Vegas, you can pop in and go to fight, especially in the off time. So that's, you know, that's cool.
Yeah,
is there
sure.
other than that fight, obviously, you know, you told me that you're a big Amanda person. Who else do you like? Who else do you follow? Who else do you want to see fight?
I think the two greatest fighters of all time are Amanda and Bones. I think Izzy is creeping into that. I was wanting to see Poirier win, but that didn't go our way. I had a rough night on Saturday, but yeah, for sure. I was obviously like a lot of people, not everybody, but I was a fan of Connor, or am a fan of Connor. And when Poirier beat him, I was okay with that because I was a fan of Poirier. But my three favorite, well, I say four, Sugar. Amanda's number one for sure. Then it's Bones, and then it's Izzy, and then it's Sugar.
So, Gerald, listen. So now that you're a big fan, we know Marcus Jones, Big Baby, Greg Hardy. There's been a lot of NFL guys that have transitioned into the fight game. Can
Absolutely.
We see you?
Absolutely.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not built for this. I'm not even here in front. Yeah,
there's really no reason for it, right?
Hey, there's no need for that. I'm glad that they're doing it and it's cool. But I wish Greg Hardy the best, but he keep running into these dudes and it ain't going his way. So he gonna have to, you know, he has to stop. We don't see because I think he's on 270, ain't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fighting on 270. So we'll see how it goes, man. But Yeah, that ain't for me. I'm better at watching it.
Before I let you go, you mentioned John Jones, who I believe is the male goat. What do you think, if he does get in there at heavyweight, how soon until he'll possibly fight for the title? And do you see him walking right through that as well?
There shouldn't be no how soon. It should be his next fight is the title fight. He's earned that right to me. That's just how I feel. You know, like If Floyd Mayweather jumped up to a new weight class, he shouldn't have to fight nobody, or he should fight for the championship, because he's that. And I believe that that's what Bones is. He's that. So whatever weight class he goes to, if he works to get to that weight class, he should fight for the championship. Just like Izzy, when he went to light heavyweight, he didn't fight just anybody. He fought for the championship. I think
right. If
Izzy can do it, Bones should do it.
I agree with you 100%. Final question for you, not UFC related. Saturday night at Amalie, Jake Paul takes on a rematch with Tyron Woodley. Give me your thoughts on that. Do you enjoy that circus as well?
I don't care. I really can care less.
Okay.
I mean, even, like the last time, my wife and why I didn't even watch it. I don't care.
I got you. All right. Good stuff. I know that I said I'd keep this real short. I appreciate your time. Hopefully we can get you back on before another big card. Hopefully I can see you either at Apex or on the road.
Yeah, I have a question real quick. For the ranking, what was the ranking? You're talking about women's or you're talking about pound for pound in the world?
It was the women's pound for pound.
Okay, and who was number one?
Shashenko.
Yeah, see, I can't argue that. Who was two?
Rose.
Can't argue that either. And three was Amanda.
Three was Amanda and four was Julian.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with that because those two have earned the right to be one and two. I love Rose. She's such a sweetheart, by the way. I got a chance to meet her and she was just the sweetest person ever.
That's the thing about this whole sport that throws me because, you know, I've been around it a long, long time. And, you know, some of these nicest, sweetest people, you know, that'll open a door for you or whatever. Once that cage door shuts, they're a totally different animal.
Yeah, they are. And Shevchenko and Rose are absolutely dead.
And I haven't looked, but, you know, to me, until John Jones retires, you know, I have him one with a very close two with Kamaru Usman.
Yes, I agree with that. I actually, yeah, you can't argue that. I like Izzy more, but... Like, just being fair across the board, yeah, Usman is number two for sure.
I look at that, you know, more of who Usman has beat. and who Izzy is being. You know, I just think the talent that each of them have had to fight, which isn't their fault. You can only fight who they give you. You know, I just think Kamaru.
Who's going to fight Izzy, though? Like, he's fought everybody. That's why he's having to fight Whitaker again. If he don't have competition, then that's not his fault. Just like a man.
Right.
She's been destroying everybody because nobody's giving her any competition. So Pena comes in and beats her, and everybody acts like it's not okay for a person to lose. You know how hard it is to stay undefeated?
Sure.
She haven't lost since 2014, right. And she loses in 2021, and everybody, oh, my God, it's okay to lose.
It definitely is, and I think you'll see something different in 6 months, July, International Fight Week, when they fight again.
I don't think it's going to be close, honestly. That's just my personal opinion, but I'm a little biased, so.
I think Juliana got in her head a little bit. And, you know, as
she had never been hit and rocked like that. And what happened was, here's what I think happened. When she rocked her in the first round and dropped her those two times, when she got her to the ground and realized how strong she was, I think she came out in the second round thinking, okay, let me finish. I'm just going to finish her and get this over with. But when she came with that overhand right those two times and Pena stood there and took those overhand rights, I think it kind of bothered her. Like, that's when she usually hit people with that, they usually either stumble or drop. And then that's when it starts getting ugly. But when she was going blow for blow with her, and then she started piecing Amanda up, that's when I was like, okay, this could get scary. And then when she kept hitting Pena, and Pena wasn't being fazed, she kept coming forward, I said, yeah, she got to have a new game plan, because Pena's a great wrestler. So... it's okay. It's all good.
It's definitely good. And then since we're still talking, and I'm going to let you go, I promise, main event, Poirier and Oliveira, what was your take on that?
I told my son, because I was with my son, who you met, he was going for Oliveira, and I was going for Poirier, which I really didn't care who won, but I was just rooting for Poirier. I just loved his story, and he's a humble dude, and I just love to see him box. Like, hand-to-hand, it's hard. It's going to be hard to beat Poirier. Just standing up. And you've seen that in the first round. But as the round went on and they started, you know, with the ground game, I said, hey, if he comes out, Oliveira that is, if he comes out and avoids the stand-up like he did at the end of the first, it's over with. And I said I wanted it to go all five, but my son said, Pops, this ain't going all five. I said, if Oliveira come out and avoid the stand-up, it's over with. And that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. Now, your son showed some interest, not in fighting, but attending and watching a bare-knuckle event. So when do you have time to go to one of those?
Shoot, I don't know. When we get some free time, we'll go. He didn't even know they was really doing it. And I told him, I said, yeah, that's a real thing.
It's you need to go see that at least one time.
Yeah, I'm going to go check it out.
It's definitely different. Gerald, it was great seeing you, you know, in Vegas. It was great seeing you at the MMA Awards. I'll be in touch. Hopefully we can connect next time there's an event. Let me know about the Apex. We need to get you there as well. It's a totally different atmosphere.
All right, brother. I appreciate it.
All right, Gerald. Take care. Gerald McCoy, everybody. Know him, love him. And I'll tell you, Matt, it was so cool, you know, to see him and to talk to him outside the realm of how he knew me and how I knew him. I still think I'd put Pena 3 in.
I hate to break Gerald's heart, but I think Juliana, after her response, she didn't come into it like shocked, like she was shocked, like the world was shocked that she won. She felt confident she was better than Amanda. She felt she was deserving of the title. She feels like she's going to keep the title. And I don't think Amanda comes back and wins the next fight.
I hate the, and I've talked to a lot of the NFL guys as well as fighters about this. You know, I hate that I'm going to be more motivated. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But let's remember the biggest upset in UFC history when GSP really didn't train for Matt Serra, took Matt Serra lightly, and look what happened. Then GSP came back and look what happened.
Khabib and McGregor. I mean, Khabib has McGregor's number. He just can't win that fight. He can't. So maybe Juliana Pena has that magic code. She's got the secret sauce. And this could be the end of Amanda's run.
We don't know what happens at ATT. We don't know what happened in Hawaii with BJ Penn. We don't know what happened with my buddy George Gajel. You know, stories have come out. You know, some things have come out, you know, that there's been some missed training sessions and whatever. You know, again, it's hard to stay humble. I know I watch you on a regular basis. You know, it's hard to go to the gym every day. It's hard to do all those types of things. And, you know, if she took some time off, if she missed some stuff, then I think we will see a different Amanda Nunes.
Well, it depends on how bad she wants it, you know, and it's going to have to get back to the ways that made her on top and make her hungry again. So we'll see.
Do you want to talk about the MMA awards? Do you want to talk about the fight Saturday, or do you want to look real briefly, because we only have a few minutes, on this weekend's fights?
Yeah, we can go anywhere you want. What do you want to do?
I threw you the softball.
Yeah. Well, I still wanted to kind of touch on that Mike Perry, Julian Lane scuffle at the BKFC, and your thoughts on that.
I hate it. I hate everything about it. I hate that Mike responded. You know, I wasn't there, first of all. So I didn't see, I don't know, I know nothing. Everybody that has told me is that Julian Lane started it. But my question is, and you know, I'll always have Mike Perry's back. So Mike Perry's loyal to me. I'm loyal to him. Mike Perry did no wrong. But what I was told was that Lane threw a bunch of crap at Mike, like some cards or something.
Yeah, like Lorenzo had some cards, and like I guess they were Julian had thrown them. They were like oversized, like playing cards, like they're paper, cardboard, like a thin paper.
And that's what started it.
And then he threw them, and then he was calling them, you know, calling them out, yelling through the crowd. And then Mike took his headphones off and approached, and then they started to throw what looked like punches, but I don't think any real punches were thrown. So at least the question, was it a setup? Was it for to build up hype for a fight? Because initially, Lane was supposed to have a different fight scheduled. That's no longer in play. So does it set up Knucklemania, Mike Perry versus Julian Lane?
You know, we've had Dave Feldman on numerous times. You know, we've talked about this. You know, he said that he was going to stop this stuff. I just think it looks bad, you know, and I mentioned it earlier in the program, you know, when Luis was on, you know, back in the day, it was all about respect. You know, now it's whoever can cause the biggest circus, the biggest circus is in town, you know, Jake Paul taking on Tyron Woodley.
Yeah.
You know, they're out at the Hard Rock as we speak. It's closed. Only credentialed people can get there. I mean, this is, you know, a guy that's from the internet fighting a former champion that looked awful in his last fight.
But, I mean, you say the internet like it's not real. Like, the internet is the future. Like, the metaverse and all this, like, online digital space, it's going to blur the line between reality and digital virtual worlds. But Jake Paul and Logan Paul are real fighters. They just got exposed through the internet. They were made aware to the general public from a traditional source, not a media outlet or ESPN or one of the big, you know, news stations or sports channels. They didn't come through a traditional promotion of boxing, but they're here and they're real. And I think that Jake Paul is taking this sport extremely serious. And I think he might actually be a legitimate real fighter one day.
I would like to see Jake Paul, and I have zero issues with Jake Paul. You know, I don't have any problems with anything that they've done, the two of them, how they've gotten where they're at, how he can spend the money that he has. I don't have any problems with that. But I'm still not ready to call him a boxer per se. You know, he's a reality star that has fought wrestlers.
But they're pro fights. They're not amateur fights.
Well, but, you know, let's be real honest. They shouldn't be. But they are.
How many fighters go overseas to pad their numbers?
Sure.
Go down to Mexico, take 5, 6, 7 fights from, like, who knows who. And then they come back with an 8-2 record or a 10-4 record, and then they get to go to a different promotion. So, I mean, he's not doing anything different than anyone else. He just started his career in the spotlight, which is different.
Absolutely. You know, these are legitimate fights, in my opinion. I've been told differently, but in my opinion, I'm naive. I'll buy it. I thought Tyron Woodley would have had a much better, closer fight. I thought he should have, could have, would have won. I still don't understand why he didn't, you know, throw another punch. You know, it didn't get called a knockdown. Nothing got stopped when he was in the ring, so you throw another punch.
Yeah.
I know Mike Perry would have thrown punches.
And Julian.
Yeah. And Lorenzo and the rest
and
of
Hector,
them.
And Hector.
But good stuff. I want to thank all of our guests for coming on. I want to thank Gerald, who was arguing with me, and he's bigger than me, so whatever. I'll take whatever advice, whatever he wants to say, and run with it. Good stuff. Have a safe trip back. I got your gift for when you get home.
Yeah.
Once you put in writing that you will take it and honor it, I will give it to you next Wednesday on the show. So with that all said, happy holidays to you, your family, your parents, any other Hoosier that you may or may not know up there. And we'll see everybody next week. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. See everybody next week.
Of the darkest of night on the horizon, bright light into sight, tight camera zoom on the impending doom, but then like boom, black suits fill the room.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Juice Newton, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.